The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. I am with Crappie Joppy, and we're at the Dam to Dam Ice Fishing Contest in Croton, Michigan.
Driftwood Bar and Grill right on Croton Hardy Road. Take M82 off of 131 North. Zip out here. The contest goes till 3. There'll be a party going on, I'm sure, till the wee hours of the morning. It is a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky. The ice is plenty thick. They're telling us 8 to 10 inches. Later in the show this hour, we're going to be talking to Big Z live from the ice fishing hole. And so we're going to get a little update on how the fish are biting out there before I go out and throw down with Bob and his Stormy Cromer.
That's right. But before we do any of that, we're also going to talk to Michelle Doan in just a minute here. She's kind of the mayor of Croton, but we've got big Mike Bodecker on the line. And Mike is a world championship ice fisherman. This dude lives around Lance, I think, in Grand Ledge. I think we have him on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Mike, are you there? No, Mike.
He's really quiet. He's probably ice fishing.
Me. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Good morning, Mike. It's Bob and Randy.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you again. Where do you find yourself this morning?
Oh, today we're in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and
it is
cold out here.
I was up there doing a little bird hunting, and just a little bit east of there in Groton, South Dakota. You got to know where that is. I went out there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We're driving back and forth to the lake that we're fishing on. It's about 7 miles from Aberdeen, and we're seeing a couple hundred pheasants every morning, every afternoon coming and going to the lake.
There's a lot of them. Yep. So where are you fishing out there? There's a lot of lakes, and most people think South Dakota, and they think farm field, but there's a ton of lakes out there, aren't there?
Oh yes. We're fishing on Richmond Reservoir right now. It's for the one of the North American Ice Fishing Circuit tournaments, and we was out here last year and did real well on crappies and bluegills. It's apparently, they had a little bit of a fish kill here this summer, and we're having a hard time finding any fish right at the moment. But
now,
we're just getting ready right now to take going out. We're going to a little lake here. We're doing a kids seminar this morning for all the kids here in Aberdeen. Part of the circuit, one of the things we do is we take the kids out on Saturday morning and show them all our techniques and everything, and it works out real well. Good for community rapport and everything. Works out real nice.
That's awesome. So tell me, when you're teaching techniques, what are some of the tips that you're giving the kids?
Basically, most of the kids have very limited ice fishing experience. So we try to just get them right on the basic stuff of most of the things we see them do wrong is they use way too heavy a line to start out with. We try to get them away from bobber fishing. We get them more into watching a spring. Or my partner and I, we're tight liners. We don't use any strike indication at all, except we watch our line. Most of the kids we're trying to teach, though, are a little too young to pick up on that because they're not real attentive. So we get them to watch a spring on the end of the rod, and that works out a lot better for them. But try to get them the right kind of baits to use, the right kind of hooks to use, how to jig their rod. We get them into the electronics so they can... We have cameras down in the water so they can see the fish coming in and biting their baits. It's a really good experience for them, but it's kind of the high-tech, low-tech type of thing, too. But we just want to get them out there, get them to catch some fish, and get them interested in ice fishing and have some fun. It works out pretty good most of the time. We do pretty good.
That's excellent. Do you have Janice with you this morning?
Oh, no, she's home guarding the homestead there. We got she's got to watch my grandkids. So.
Oh. So do you ever cook the fish out on the ice when you're out there, or do you pretty much just bring them back to shore?
Oh, yeah, usually it's a little too cool to cook them out there. But actually, we just got back from the Ukraine for the World Championships of 2011 last week, and over there, they actually do cook their fish right out on the ice. And the funny thing over there, they don't clean their fish or anything. They have a little rack. They build a fire, and they basically grill them right over the fire, and they eat them just like that. They skin them back and eat them just like that.
They're just taking the skin off them. They're grilling them with the insides in and everything. They're just throwing a whole fish on the grill. And are they smoking it or are they actually grilling it?
Yeah, they actually use a wood that throws off a lot of smoke, and it's smoking and grilling both. They come out with a real smoky flavor. They're actually pretty good. You know, it sounds kind of gross for in the U.S. We kind of clean everything, but over there they don't. They just they eat everything over there.
So tell me, what is a competitive ice fisherman? What's a day in the life of a competitive ice fisherman? What's that like?
Oh, geez, in the wintertime, we fish tournaments about almost every weekend, so, and are all over the country. We go from anywhere from, we've been from New York to South Dakota's is the farthest west we've been, and New York's, or no, Vermont is the farthest east we've been. So we're talking, on average, I'm in Michigan, so most of my trips are minimum of like 10 hours to 16-hour trips. We usually head out on a Wednesday. Our tournaments are on Sunday, so most of the time, like this Sunday, we're expecting tomorrow. The weather report here is 12 inches of snow and freezing rain, so it looks like we'll probably be staying overnight Sunday night and try to get home on Monday. It's going to be a 17-hour trip for us, and hopefully we'll make it home on Monday, possibly Tuesday.
Well, but, do you ever fish up on the Croton?
Oh, yes, in the summer. Now, I've never ice fished there, but in the summertime, we go up there smallmouth fishing.
Yeah, there's guys out here.
Really good fishery.
Yeah, there are a lot of guys out here ice fishing right now. There will be over 1,000 registered, and just below the dam, there's people steelhead fishing right now with boats.
Oh, so, one of my favorite fish is steelhead. That's
mine too.
Steelhead fish.
I do too. I absolutely love steelhead. Fresh, grilled up. I mean, it's pretty hard to beat.
Hey, Mike.
A perch might beat them, but that's about it.
I agree with you there.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, when you're out there fishing, do you do mostly panfish, the bluegills and the crappie? Is that what you're after?
Yeah, predominantly the tournaments that we fish in, we're fishing for a combination of bluegills and crappies. Depends on what lake we go to. Sometimes it's bluegills and perch. Predominantly, it's always bluegills and some other species, which depending on what they have in the lake. A couple of years ago, we fished for bluegills and white bass, of all things. That was a tournament out in Minnesota, and that was fun. It was interesting. Once in a while, they had a tournament earlier this year. We was up in Winnipeg, Canada. That was strictly walleyes. So that was a real interesting tournament there too.
Well, listen, Mike.
Out in Vermont, they fish for perch, big perch out there.
Next time you're in West Michigan, you'll have to look us up. I'd love to share some more fishing stories. We're gonna take off right now, but we sure appreciate you taking the time this morning to call in the Grilling Guys program and share a little fish talk with us.
Happy to do it. I love just anytime we can get anybody interested in ice fishing, we're more than happy to do that.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, Mike. That was Mike Bodecker from Lansing, Michigan, and he is just a world-class ice fisherman, and the dude really knows his ice fishing.
Yeah, he's got it figured out, man. He worked his life. He's retired, and he must have a really good wife because he goes away every weekend and goes ice fishing and leaves her home with the grandkids. So.
Janice is a peach of a woman. I've never met her, but I've talked to her over the phone several times, and she is just a delight. Speaking of delights, we have Michelle Doan sitting in with us this morning. And Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
You are just a busy little bee this morning.
It's been a very busy morning.
Yeah, you're kind of like all that in a box of chocolates.
Thank you.
You got everything going on here. I mean, you're like the tornado just whirling through here and organizing people, and you've got a business you run, and you put a lot of effort into this event.
I do. It's a lot of fun, and it gives me a lot of gratification just doing it. It's nice to see people come out to our community. We just don't get this many people.
This time of year.
This time of year, or, you know, even for 4th of July, we just don't get this many people all in one spot at one time. So it's nice, and it's just a good, fun day.
It is crazy up here.
It is. Michelle, you're kind of the unofficial mayor of the area. She has a nice little business called the Croton Bay Trading Post. It's just what tell us about that? Is that like a general store?
It's just a basic convenience store. We have gasoline, beer, liquor,
ice cream
in the summer, bait all year round, pizzas, subs.
Now it looks like more than a basic store to me. I think you've got quite an enterprise going there. Did you start that yourself?
No, I bought into it about 7 years ago.
Really? How old is that business?
I have pictures on the wall from it from 1908.
Do you sell any grilling supplies?
Charcoal.
That's great. A start. We've got to get some Three Little Pigs on our shelf.
Yeah, we'll get it up here. So tell us what's going on up here. You're kind of the organizer of all this. What's going on the rest of the day?
The rest of the day, everybody's out fishing, having fun right now, just whether they're fishing or walking around talking to people. There'll be a couple things going on the ice. We have an ice rink for the kids. We have NCCS, which is Nuevo Community Services, are doing hot dogs and cocoa out on the ice.
They're all raising money for the Big Brothers Big Sisters, right? They're selling that stuff.
All the proceeds from this whole event goes to Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and we are very fortunate. Last year, we raised $9,600.
Awesome. In a one-day event.
The Fremont Foundation matches us, too. So dollar for dollar, we came out winners last year.
Oh,
every year
great.
We are winners.
Now, you mentioned something about a chicken bowling contest. What's that going on?
It is what it is.
So they're taking frozen chickens and bowling on the ice, and
yep.
you 10 frames, keep your score, and winner takes
probably
home.
Probably just one frame. I mean, we've done bedpan bowling before, and that didn't go so well.
I'm thinking chicken's better than a bedpan.
Probably.
Yeah, especially if it's full.
Yeah. The chicken or the bedpan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you could put a chicken in a bedpan.
You could. Slide them around.
They'd jump out.
The kids were wearing them as shoes.
The bedpans?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was comical.
I think Randy had one on his head last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He had a little hat envy going on.
Michelle, I got to ask you about that hat. Okay, everybody that's sitting down here, do you know what that is?
That's a Stormy Cromer.
Do you like
this
that?
This girl, she's smart.
Yeah,
they all are.
Well, everybody knows what it is, but nobody that I can talk to ever has one but you. Nor would they wear it in public.
How would anybody know what they were if nobody else has them? I mean, they're a huge company.
No, I have a gentleman that comes in 3 or 4 days a week for coffee in the morning, and he's got a black Stormy Cromer.
Oh, yeah. They're just kind of a classic thing. It is an Elmer Fudd lookalike deal, though.
Oh, there we go. I used that phrase this morning when the Nestle Quick Bunny was in the store.
Somebody was
like, I'm Elmer Fudd.
So if people want to get in this fishing contest, the registration's done, right? So if you're in, if you're not, when's it over with? What time's the fishing contest?
You have to be in line at the American Legion at 3:30 if you want to register a fish for the contest.
Is it a fish? Is it the most fish? What's going to go?
We measure them out by length,
okay.
And then we use weight as a tiebreaker.
Oh, okay. So I can put all my fish end-to-end, and that's
not
my length?
Not one fish.
Just one fish. You're going for the biggest fish.
Yep.
All different categories?
Fish? Five different categories. Right. Perch, bluegill, walleye, pike, and crappie.
Okay, crappie. I'm in on that one. Crappie joppy, here we go. I want some of that.
It's been a good year for it. So.
Has it? Well, of course. Of course it has. They're crappies. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, they like to live around the dam.
They do.
Damn crappies.
That's all I could. I just can't do any better than that. I'm sorry. I'm coming up blank right now.
Let some air under that hat. It
damn jokes and...
It's just a damn good weekend.
It is.
It is.
Well, Michelle, we appreciate you taking some time. I know you're really busy this morning because you've got thousands of people descending on your little community here, and I think there'll be at least 1,000 registered to fish, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm hoping for
that.
We were hitting on target this morning when I left the store. So.
And for every fisherman, there's at least one other person that's not registering, so it's easy to say 2,000 or 3,000 people. In this little burg, in the dead of winter, that's pretty cool. And fortunately, the weather's working out just
perfect.
It is
gorgeous out there.
Oh, the sun's shining.
Blue sky, lots of sunshine.
Looks like winter might be ending soon. That's always a good time for us.
The ice is nice and clear.
Yeah.
It looks good out there.
So you're going to tell us exactly where to put that big grill of ours then, right? I mean, in a nice way. You've got a spot picked out for us.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to get Brad the Builder to help us get that big rig down there and
get it out there by the Liney Lodge.
That's right.
There's a huge Liney Kugel can inflatable out there. So
awesome.
Just head
can't
towards that. You can't miss it.
Can't
it was cool
it.
When I drove over here.
All right.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.